In the days of Noah, God judged a corrupt world, but he also saved a righteous remnant through an ark of mercy and a covenant marked by a rainbow. Today in Washington State, we are living through our own flood of confusion, violence, and attacks on God's design for life, the family, and even male and female. Yet the same God who remembered Noah can remember Washington, raise up a righteous people, and transform hearts from the inside out through Jesus Christ. So if you're tired of putting your hope in Olympia or in politics, this message will point you back to the only hope that never fails. Let's dive in. Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are going to dive into Salvation Sundays. And so this is a new series we're launching on Sundays. And we're going to look at different people throughout the Bible where God stepped into their lives and saved them. And of course, we know that salvation is only through the blood of Jesus Christ, our spiritual salvation, that he died on the cross for our sins and rose again, that we may have eternal life. And that if we place our trust in him by confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if you're going to love Salvation Sundays, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. If you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your monthly donations. They really do help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. So our first person we're going to look at is Noah. Noah and the Ark. Now, some may say, isn't that just a kid's story? No. Let's read it in Genesis chapter 6. Now, it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives from themselves, whomever they wanted. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were one on the earth in those days, and also afterwards when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. They were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord said, the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I can relate to this. I mean, it seems like in Washington State right now, the legislation that's coming out oftentimes just is not godly. It's unrighteous. It's wicked, right? To overtax people, to tell boys they're girls or tell girls they're boys, to take away parental rights, those kind of things. I just find that to be absolutely an abomination to God. It says this, the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals or creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I made them. Look at this. I love this. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. You know, that's what we need in Washington State. We need a few of us that find favor in the sight of the Lord. Now, this favor is not based upon self-righteousness. This favor is based upon grace. It's based upon mercy. It's a gift of God upon our lives. And so to walk in the things of God and to say, God, I accept the atoning work of Christ on the cross, that's how we find favor in God's eyes. Now, the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. Aren't you seeing that? We're seeing violence all around us. We're living like in the days of Noah. God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms and shall cover it inside and out with pitch. All right, so Noah gets told to build an ark. And I love this because it really does demonstrate God's mercy on humanity. You're like, wait a minute, he wipes out everyone except for Noah and his family. I understand. I get it. And I understand that sometimes God's wrath is very much misunderstood. But I do know this. God is a holy God, and yet he brings hope. He always has a remnant of someone who's going to find favor in his eyes, and he always has a people that are going to walk after him. All right, let's skip down to verse 17. Behold, I am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. So, just as a way of clarity, there's only two genders, male and female, and that we know that God had made a covenant with Noah, that he's going to protect and move life forward. So let's go down to chapter 7 now in verses 1 through 3. Then the Lord said to Noah, enter the ark, you and all your household, you for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. We need to be righteous in the sight of God. It's not self-righteousness, it's God's righteousness. If we want to see God save our state, and I'm not talking just a spiritual salvation, but a practical salvation of him moving in that public square, it's going to be a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and walking righteous before God. Not saying I have my church life, my public square life, my work life, my other life, but truly being righteous in his sight. You shall take with you of every clean animal by seven, a male and female, and of animals that are not clean, two, a male and female, also the birds of the sky. So we begin to see that they reach out, and God is instructing Noah as to what he's supposed to do. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Then Noah and his sons and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood. Of clean animals, they did as the Lord commanded. So I'll skip down. And we see that in verse 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month of the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great deep burst upon and floodgates of the skies were open, and the rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow.
40 days and 40 nights. God had shut the door and saved those around him. This is what we need to understand about God's judgment. Is God's judgment isn't towards the righteous. It's towards the unrighteous. There wasn't one person who perished in the flood who walked with God. Not one. It only says that Noah was righteous and walked with God. All right. So let's skip down to verse 23 here. It says, thus he blotted out every living thing that was upon the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to the birds of the sky, and they were blotted out from the earth. And only Noah was left together with those who were with him inside of the ark. So we see that God's judgment came upon, but there's salvation that's going to come. Remember, God's going to do something very important. It says this, but God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. We need God to remember Washington State, to remember that we are Washingtonians, are people, and we have a constitution, and we have a Bible, and we have a relationship with Jesus that is glorifying to him. As the body of Christ, we need to be salt and light in that public square in such a way that we see God saying, I remember you. God, would you just remember us? Would you just remember us in the state where it seems as if evil is prevailing and that we can move on the things of God and in the things of God? All right, let's skip to verse 6. Then it came about at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the windows of the ark which he had made. Remember, 40 days is really important to God for whatever reason, 40 days, 40 nights. And we see 40 used throughout the Bible. And he sent a raven, and it flew here and there until the waters was dried up from the earth. So thinking about this story where they come out of the ark here in just a little bit, the earth dries up. Let's skip ahead to Genesis 9. I'd encourage you to read the whole thing. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the terror of you will be on every beast of the earth and on every bird of the sky, with everything that creeps on the ground, and all the fish of the sea, into the hand they are given. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life in it and its blood. So he gives him some instructions. And look at this. We get our first law. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah, to his sons, with him, saying, now behold, I myself do establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature. I establish my covenant with you, and in all the flesh shall never again be cut off by the water of the flood, neither shall there again be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign, the covenant which I am making between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all successive generations. I set my bow, a rainbow, in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. Now, we see God's deliverance. We see the very fact that he sets a covenant relationship with Noah and his descendants, and he even gives them a sign called the rainbow. Now, in Washington State, we've been so arrogant to use that rainbow as a sign of the LGBTQ plus community, who says, God, this is our symbol, this rainbow, and we don't care what the Word of God says about our lifestyle. And really, and to some degree, give God the finger, you might say. But the reality is, it's God's rainbow. It's God's covenant. And he will hold us account. He says he won't flood the earth, but that doesn't mean that he won't have final judgment over our life, over our sexuality, over how we walk in life. And so you may be listening today and you're like, I just don't have any hope. Your hope is not in Washington or Olympia. Your hope is in Jesus, the Savior of the world, that he died on that cross for your sins and rose again that you may have eternal life, and that he can change you from the inside out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we learn from Noah today about your covenant relationship with the rainbow. Lord, help us to move back to that relationship where we are righteous and blameless and walk in faith with you. Go before us today, God. Surround us today. Lord, we know that your judgment in the final days is coming. Purify us as the bride of Christ. Set us apart for your glory, God. Go before us in all things. God, Washington State needs you. We pray for Governor Bob Ferguson. We pray for his salvation. We pray that you would change him from the inside out, oh God. We pray for President Trump. We pray for his salvation. Change him. We pray for every pastor and leader for their salvation, God. Would you change them from the inside out, oh God? Go before us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.